Hyatt, Maitland, New South Wales, Australia. November 10th, 1899. Dear Brother Hyatt, I send this communication to you to be read to the churches, with the exception of the personal parts, which will be indicated by a star. I meant to have told my copyists about this, and have the personal part put in a separate letter, but it slipped my mind, and now it is too late to change it. But I did want you to know that the Wessels have been very much tried and often disappointed. I have not as yet brought this matter even before Brother John Wessels. I do not think that it would do any good, unless that I have knowledge that more of their money is being absorbed in America. And I do not want the past shortcomings of others to be an excuse for the errors that they have made. This matter has never been spoken of, as I have said, to John. Neither has he mentioned it to me. The less the past is dwelt upon, the better. But these things have been for some time open before me, and I know that great trial and severe temptation has come to the Wessels family by the inefficient workers who have not been fitted for the place. Could Brother and Sister Drouillard have remained, there would have been a different influence exerted. Sister Haskell and Sister Peck could do a work better for the general cause of God, otherwise than by remaining in Africa. The workers have not exerted that influence that would lead the people to place confidence in them. The members of the Wessels family would have been in altogether a more favorable position spiritually if they had never seen America, and if there had never been sent to Africa men who knew not what it means to be servants of the Lord. The influence of such workers should never have been transported from America to Africa. These things are not to be dwelt upon, but there has not been altogether a correct influence with Brother Bicknell and his wife. He should never have been placed in the position in which he was placed, because neither he nor his wife were capable of doing in the best manner the things that were to be done. I understand that Brother Bicknell says I have stated that he must hold his position, but this must be a mistake, for the light given me is that he should not hold that position. I wish Brother Bicknell to send me the letter in which this statement is made, so that I can see and perhaps clear away this misunderstanding, for I do not want to be placed in a false light. Will you, my brother, look into this matter and tell me in regard to this statement? There is something I cannot understand. Now again, I ask you to keep private at present all reference to Dr. Kellogg and the African funds going to America. I may have to lay it all out distinctly sometime, but Dr. Kellogg feels that I am not in sympathy with him and his work, and he has been almost on the eve of losing his reason. I have kept silent on many things that will eventually appear. I would have you know these things. Be very careful how you treat the Wessels family. Be kind and tender and patient with them, and help them if you can. I hope Mother Wessels and Andrew and Henry will come to Australia, for we shall then know better how to handle the case than do those in Africa.